Consumer sentiment among New Yorkers is on the rebound, according to the latest Siena College poll. Siena pollster Doug Lawnstrom says most of the numbers are up in the third quarter report.
Except for a couple. Younger people and low-income people, those are the only two numbers that are not positive. So in general, people are feeling a little bit better. Not as good as pre-virus, but certainly a little bit better.
Lawnstrom says the survey reflects New Yorkers' optimism.
We're generally behind the nation in confidence, but we've closed the gap, and future confidence, we're actually ahead of the nation. Interesting, the Republicans top everything in so far. So they are the highest in overall confidence, future confidence, and current confidence. So they're looking good. The figure that really jumped out at me was buying plans for homes. 13% of New Yorkers say they plan to buy a home in the next 6 months. That's a startling figure. That number often runs around 5, 6, 7%, so it's almost twice as high as normal. Interesting part is 17% of New York City people are planning to move out. Okay, so New York City, it's been in the news that people aren't happy down there, and this is reflected that 17% of them are looking to buy a home and get out of New York City.
Lawnstrom says consumers expressed concern over gas prices.
Last quarter, only 25% of the people felt gas prices were hurting the family budget. That's now jumped up to 30%. And that's kind of startling to me. And I think the real reason is, if we go back to last spring when the virus hit, everybody stayed cooped up. Nobody drove, so they didn't care about gas prices. Now, all of a sudden, they're getting out a little bit. You can go to a restaurant. You can go play golf. You're starting to drive more, so people are feeling the effect of gas prices. So that was kind of a negative, that gas prices themselves really didn't jump. It's just that people are now buying more gas. So rather than filling up once a month, they're now filling up once a week, and they feel that.
The survey shows 59% of state residents indicate that the amount of money they spend on groceries is having either a very serious or somewhat serious impact on their finances. Buying plans were slightly up from the second quarter of 2020 for cars and trucks, consumer electronics, and furniture, but remained down about 10% from pre-coronavirus rates. Lawnstrom says the numbers show New Yorkers are adjusting from the spring's COVID-19 bottom out as they try to bring some normalcy back into their lives.
What's happening is now you're seeing some sports on TV. You're going able to go out to dinner, small groups, and so on. Outdoor dining has helped. Well, that's now going to start disappearing with the weather. So people are able to get out a little bit more, and I think making them feel a little bit better. But we could get another wave here. We're really concerned about that. I teach at Siena. We're monitoring our cases, and we sometimes get one or two cases a day. But there's a danger when the cold weather comes, we might get a spike, and that's scary. So everybody is waiting for the other shoe to drop, and let's hope it never does.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.